Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 13 of Spur of the Moment. I'm happy to be here.
All right. So we got a lot to cover today, and we're going to go over the game between the Spurs and the Rockets. Spurs dropped one to one of the worst teams in the NBA, Houston Rockets. 128-124 was a pretty good game to watch. A lot of fun. The Spurs, though, always seemed to be coming from behind and couldn't crawl their way to victory. What are your thoughts, Drew?
Yeah, a very tough way to start a homestand. Good game to watch. We were playing from behind and we couldn't catch up.
Okay, and Drew on conference call from Robinson, Texas. He's communicating to us through the phone, so if you guys can tell that's how we do some of our episodes is a conference call. So let's go back to the game. The Spurs really, you know, it took us on that seesaw of, are we going to be in the play-in game or are we going to get a draft pick? And I was already looking at mock drafts today and looking at different seeds that the Spurs could be and possible players the Spurs could get. So that's just how it is in a rebuild. Are we going to be in the playing game or are we going to get a high draft pick? And that's the state of the Spurs right now. But let's get into the game. Let's go our top two, bottom two segment. Drew, who are your top two players for the game versus the Houston Rockets?
Oh, number one on the top two list, I think this is unanimous. It's going to be DeJounte Murray, who had 32 points, 10 boards, and 11 assists. And in the fourth quarter, DeJounte Murray scored 19 points and 7 of 12 from the field. And the rest of the team was 4 of 13 and 13 points, so he carried in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, DeJounte Murray, that one, it seemed like he was a man on a mission. I mean, he had 3 steals defensively. Triple-double, 32 points. I mean, that was one of his best games of the season and really put the team on his back there to keep us in that game. Hats off to the Rockets. Rockets played well. They shot well. They had a really good shooting percentage, 55% that night. So not to take anything away from them, but DeJounte Murray was the main reason the Spurs were still in that game. Who's your other of your top two, Drew?
First, I have an awful mention. That's going to go to Keldon Johnson. Made his return tonight and scored 18 points, 5 boards, and shot 7 of 13 from the field. But my top two is going to be Bryn Forbes, who I actually predicted to have a great game tonight. And he had an alright game. He had a really good game. He scored 21 points, 6-11 from the 3-point line, and 2 steals.
Not to, you know, Bryn Forbes really, I mean, hit 6 threes is pretty amazing, but I'm going to throw a negative in there for you. Do you know how many of those 6 threes were in the second half?
0, I believe.
Yeah, he had all 6 of them in the first half, so would have been nice to have that going for a really big night, hit 8 or 9 of those things, but still, I mean, not to take away from that outing. I mean, you still hit 6 and you scored 21 points and you were spot on. You called it and the day before, a couple days before, and Bryn Forbes sure did deliver. And that's kind of what we need off the bench from him is being able to hit a lot of those threes. I just wish he could have dropped a couple more in the second half. Somebody that I wanted to, you know, mentioned that I thought stood out to me as kind of an honorable mention guy was Kata Bates-Diop. I thought that was a good game for him. He had 11 points, 6 boards, blocked another shot, and just was pretty efficient for the Spurs. So good night for Kata Bates-Diop. And, you know, Spurs came up short. I thought, you know, Lonnie Walker, you know, okay night, not a great shooting night, 3 of 11. Primo wasn't one of his better. Really, Primo's a pretty solid passer. I saw a couple pretty awesome dishes from him, but you know, that was what it was. I guess it's my turn to do the bottom two, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my bottom two for that one, Number one for the bottom two was Mr. Jock Landale. And those of you that know me and have listened to the show, I mean, I'm a huge Jock Landale fan, but last night wasn't his best night. 0-5 shooting. He didn't score a single point, and we've grown to expect a little more out of him. So that was a rough night for Mr. Jock Landale. Also, for another rough night that I'm going to point out that really wasn't his greatest was Mr. Jakob Poeltl. I mean, 6 rebounds for him. You know, the 13 points are typically what he does. I mean, that is, and I was proud of his free throws, but man, we got to grab more than 6 boards for the big man, especially in a game like that. We need Poeltl grabbing 10 every night. And I would just look for a little more out of Jakob last night. And, you know, he had a couple blocks, but definitely the 6 rebounds weren't accepted. There were a couple of them where just out of the outstretched arms of his that he came up short on. So that's my bottom two, the big men last night, Jock Landale and Jakob Poeltl. All right, so we're going to go to our question segment for this episode. And remember, you can always email us at spurspodcast99@gmail.com. That's spurspodcast99@gmail.com. Or you can text us your questions at 512-540-1626. This week's question, this episode's question is from Glasgow, Scotland. We have a few listeners out there, but Douglas from Glasgow, Scotland asks, do you think any of the Spurs will score 40 points or more this season in a game? Drew, your thoughts.
Well, that's a good question. Coming in at the midpoint of the season, we have yet to have a person score 40 points. But I have a couple guys that I think could do it. Number one is going to be DeJounte Murray, who I think was pretty close last night. He was 8 away. But another guy that I have is going to be Doug McDermott, who I think could. Probably if you were to ask me that at the beginning of the year, I would say Doug McDermott to do that. And one more would probably be Bryn Forbes, who has had a couple 25-point games this year, and he's been really good.
All right. Well, good analysis. And you know those guys that can shoot the three can climb up there to 40 real fast when they get hot. So good analysis and much appreciated. My pick for 40 points, if somebody's going to hit it this year, is Mr. Derek White. I think, you know, Derek White, it's going to take him a while to get his shot back on. He's usually, what I've noticed, the trend of him, he starts off the season slow shooting the ball, and then he warms up and really heats up. And he can do it from the inside, outside, mid-range. So I think if there's a player that can score 40 this year for the Spurs, I think Derek White would be my choice. So thanks for your question, Douglas. And we always invite you guys to submit your questions for that segment of the show. And it's nice to have one from Glasgow, Scotland. All right, so we're going to move on to the This Day in Spurs History, and Drew is going to cover that one for us.
All right, so I'm going to take you guys back to before I was born in 2007. So on January 13th, 2007, we faced off against the Washington Wizards, and we took the dub 93-80. And I'm going to talk about some guys, and to be specific, the big three between Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, and Manu Ginobili. So the first guy I'm going to talk about is Manu Ginobili, who scored 19 points along with 3 steals, 5 assists, and 6 boards. He had a great night, efficient from him. And another guy is Tim Duncan, who scored 18 points, had 3 blocks, 11 boards, and 5 assists. The last of the big three is going to be Tony Parker, who scored 13 points, 6 assists, 10 boards. And if you care about plus minus, he had a plus 29.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's going to be it for this day in Spurs history.
All right. Thank you, Drew. And that was 2007. Do you know their record during that game?
After that game, they were 27-11.
27-11. And if you know, a few months later, that was whenever the Big Three were hoisting up another banner and sizing up the championship rings in 2007. So that was a great win for the Spurs. Thank you for that, Drew. All right, so that brings us to our next segment, and we're going to look at the upcoming game. The upcoming matchup for the San Antonio Spurs is going to be Friday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. The Cleveland Cavaliers are coming into San Antonio, and the Cavs have really been a big surprise this year in the NBA. So that's sure to be a tough draw for the Spurs. I'm hoping Derek White or Doug McDermott, one of those two, maybe both of them, could make it back. What are your thoughts about the Cavaliers, Drew?
Yeah, the Cavs are coming in, they're 24-6 in the Eastern Conference, and they're a really good young team, and I think they are going to be they could be a scary playoff team.
Yeah, so they really are, and they have a lot going for them. I know they're coming off a big win against the Utah Jazz. I mean, I know the Jazz were shorthanded, but they beat the Jazz by 20 points last outing. You know, players that, you know, one that was rumored in Spurs trades this whole offseason for them, Lauri Markkanen, he's scoring 13.5 points a game for them. Pretty solid player for them. Power forward, also gets 5 boards. They also have Kevin Love coming off the bench, who's really had a resurgence this year. You know, good year for Kevin Love. You know, Darius Garland is their leading scorer. He's scoring 19.1 points a game. So definitely the Cavs are going to be coming with it. So we're going to get to our players that we think are going to go off and then our prediction. So, Drew, who do you think is going to have a good game for the Spurs on Friday night?
I have two. So Devin Vassell's one. But if Derek White plays, I think he'll have a good game, but he's questionable. So Devin Vassell and Derek White, I think they'll do good if Derek White returns from his injury or COVID.
Okay. So hopefully we get D. White back. I know he was close to coming back the last one. They said he had to pass one more test like Keldon and Devin and those guys. But hopefully he's able to make it back and get the ball rolling in this 4-game losing streak. We really were hoping to get that one against the Rockets, but it's the first night of a back-to-back. So for me, my player for the Spurs that I think is going to have an outstanding night is going to be Mr. Keldon Johnson. I think, you know, that first game back, he really did well the other night. And, you know, coming into this one, I think he's going to have a big night for the Spurs. Hopefully he'll be back in the starting lineup. And, you know, I think he's going to be a big key to the game. I think the Spurs are going to end up beating the Cleveland Cavaliers, but I think it's going to be a super close game. I'm going to say the Spurs are going to get this one by one, a 1-point victory over the Cavs at the AT&T Center. What do you think?
Well, my prediction is I hope I'm wrong, but I wish we would have got the game last night against the Rockets, who is probably the worst team on this homestand. But I actually have the Cavs beating us by 6. But again, I hope I'm wrong, and I hope tomorrow night we get it done.
Yep. And I will say the positive thing, and this is just the state of the Spurs this year, is if we do happen to drop that one, well, we're sitting number 6, 6-5, just depending on there's one team that's half a game worse than us, but 6-5 in the lottery drawing. And, you know, if you get the lottery balls to spin right, I know there's 3 guys that really stand out to me doing my research on the NBA draft that we can we can have a chance for. And I know any one of those 3 would be an outstanding help to this young Spurs team. So we'll see how it goes on Friday night, and we'll be back with you guys to do another episode Friday night, probably prior to the Saturday night, because that's the first game of a back-to-back. They'll go Cavs, and then they'll go Clippers on Saturday. So thanks for joining us tonight. Drewster?
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Don't forget to send your messages and emails, and go Spurs, go!